This is an official Thursday night share.
Like a booklet tonight.
I'm taking it very deep in you.
The Yeshiv is one of the best parshas in Kol Torah Kula. I don't know if you're allowed to say that, but it's like,
yeah.
I love the Yeshiv. I love the
Yeshiv. There's so many things in it. I have a chance at the very end. I said, hey, Malbo, very cute Malbo.
But what about on
the Yeshiv, on the story?
By the Saramashka?
Yeah. Very
he's terrific.
Okay, let's go. Pasuk starts, Vayihi ba'esahi, and it was at that time, Vayered Yehuda me'esachov, Vayet ad ish adulami, Ushmo chiv. So Rashi says here, very important point. Vayihi ba'esahi, Rashi says, Loma nismecha pasha zu lekan. Why is one going to do with the other? The hifsik pashasu shel Yosef. We've been talking about Yosef, and all of a sudden we come and talk about Yehuda. L'lamed shariduhu ochiv migadluso. That they took him down from his greatness, kishiro b'tzara saviyam. So they omru ato omartu l'mochru. You told us, sell Yosef. Ilu omartu, if you would have told us, lashivo, to bring him back, hayinu shominloch. So it's your fault. So therefore, we are dealing here with two Yeridas. The Yerida of Yosef and the Yerida of Yehuda. And we have to understand that there, this connection, Yehuda, Yosef, goes till Achas Hayonah. Right? As we've discussed in the past, that there's Mashiach Ben Yosef, and there's Mashiach Ben Dovid. Two different Mashiachs, and that's one of the key things that we have to see as we go along today. Okay? Let us start. Medrash tells us, many Svarim speak about this in this week's parsha. Let's see, the Medrash. You can see I marked it on the left side there. Elo mipnei ma zocha Yehuda l'malchus. How come Yehuda got the malchus? Amalem lamdeinu rabbeinu. So the Talmidim tell them, teach us. Amalem mipnei shehakodesh baruch hu. I'm sorry. Mipnei shekidush shemo shel hakodesh baruch hu. Because he brought out a kiddush in the name of Hashem. Kesheolu shvotim. And they stood by the yam, ze omer ani yored, ze omer ani yored, kofatz shifto shel Yehuda, v'yerod chila, and he went in first. Kiddush mo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also hashar omer hoshieini elokim kibo mayim ad nofesh, v'cheinu omer, Yehuda brought out the Kiddush, the holiness, the sanctification of Hashem's name. Yehuda Kiddush Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yam. Ulefichoch, what Yisrael Mam Shaloisov. Since Yehuda was Alayam, was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, therefore Yisrael is his memshola, his rulership.
What did Yehuda do?
He jumped in first. Right? Nachshon Ben Amidadav jumped in first. And that brought about the splitting of the Yam and the Kiddush of Hashem's name in the world, all through Yehuda. And because of that, he got memsholosa.
Nachshon was the son of Yehuda?
His shevet.
Okay? So we find Yehuda having this call.
I mean, it's Hayam Rav Hayam Eis also.
The whole thing.
No, I'm saying yes. It's all thrown together.
Thrown together.
Next page.
Kolo ive midaito. Belowness. Alachas mikola mitzvah samurus b'toyra. Somebody who transgresses one of the mitzvahs. He's not forced. Bishat nefesh, on his own, lahachis, on purpose, harei ze mechalel es Hashem. He desecrates the name of Hashem. Nobody forced him, and he went and he did an aveira on purpose. See, he desecrated Hashem's name. Ulefichach nehema b'shvu asheker, when somebody swore falsely, v'chilalto, Hashem Elokecha Ani Hashem. V'im Ovar Ba'asorim Yisrael Harei Zechilul Es Hashem Barabim. He did it in front of 10 people, so now it's Chilul Hashem in public. V'chein and Kol HaPoresh Me'Aveira. Now the other side. Somebody separates himself from Aveira. O Asa Mitzvah Lo Mipnei Dovish HaBolim. Not because of some reason. Lo pachad, not out of fear. Lo yira, lo levakesh kovod. Elo mipnei haborei boruchu. Now look at the example. Kiminias Yosef atzadik. Like Yosef the tzadik held himself off. May eishes rabo. From the wife of his master. Harei ze mekadesh es Hashem. That's called mekadesh. So what's the example that he gives? Yosef not living with Eishes Potiphar. He had a tremendous desire to live with her. She was working on him for years. And Chazal tell us in the Medrash what she did to try and get him to look at her, to have her in mind, etc., etc. And he had a tremendous desire for her. And he held it off only because it's wrong. It's been mechalel shem shemayim. So he's the one that brings key to shem shemayim. Very nice, beautiful Rambam. So we go further. Maral says. Ki ein ha-kedusha, kedusha will only come rak kishu nivdal midvorim agufin. If he has the ability to hold off from physical things, v'yeh lo madregis elyonim she'em kedushim min aguf. So we know the Pasuk tells us, Kedoshim to you, that means to separate from physical. We have a desire for physical. We love to eat. We love to have physical, right? Whether it's eating, whether it's other things, we have a desire. We hold off, so then we are bringing into ourselves Kedusha. That's Kedusha. Vaznus, who maisa beima chumri. Vaznus is a mamish from the lowest. Vekasha ta'amotzi prishim in vaznus. So it says in the pasuk kedushim. But we see kedusha comes about holding off.
Precious.
Therefore, Yosef, it's interesting that in Tanakh, there's only one person, as we talked about weeks ago, there's only one person that's called the Kadosh, and that is Yaakov Avinu. We saw the Pasuk. Yaakov is the only one in all of Tanakh that's called Kadosh. And in Chazal, who's called Kadosh? Yosef. And where did he get this level called Kedusha? From separating. Now look at the Rambam when he speaks about Malchus. Ubakol yemaisav l'shem shomayim. After that, his actions must be l'shem shomayim. V'tim machshavto, his thought, magmoso leherim das ha'emes, to raise the das of truth. It's interesting that in Israel they call religion das. Das ha'emes. Dati bothers me. It doesn't bother me, Dati, as much as when they say about a Jew who's not religious, chiloni. He's not chulin, he's a yid. He's not keeping Shem Shemayim. He's not doing Ratzon Hashem. But he's not chol, rachmonu, etzlan. How can you say that? It's just a nebuch. What can we do? The goal has got him. But he's not chol. Ulilochem milchemes Hashem. She'ein mamlichin melech tchila elo lasos mishpot. U'milchomo. Shenama v'shafatnu malkeinu v'yoytze l'fonenu, goes in front of us, v'nilchemes malchemes him. And he fights our fights. But the whole purpose of Malchus is to bring out Shem Shemayim. That's the whole thing. What do we need a king for? A king has one purpose, bring out Shem Shemayim. And therefore, just like we just saw about Kedusha, so there is Kedusha in the world that comes through Precious, as we just finished. And what? The purpose of Melech is to bring out Shem Shemayim. Now, let's see. Maral has a few things that we need to see. The Yosef, ho yekodosh v'nivdal min ha'arayis. Yosef was separated from the Arayas, Kashatira Mimaisa Potifa. You see how he had that strength to separate. Ubishvil kach lo hoya nasi Yosef Melech Ela Yidei Maisa Shalashis Potifa. Hear what he says? How did Yosef get to be the king? From what? The story
of
Eishes Potiphar. Good. I had to go through a few steps. But that's how he got to being the king. Kach yira, that's the way it seems. V'yadua ki ha-porutz ba'arayis, someone who's all involved in barayis, who mimaisa choma kasheis boril, he's all into the physical. V'anivdol ha-kodesh min ha-arayis, and the one who in Kedusha separates, who Kodesh, he is holy, min chisus achomer mugunazeh, from this disgusting physical thing. He separated. Vehu bevadai dome litsura she'ein bo min inyan achomer. And he's like someone separated. V'dovizeh kvar izbor l'mayla barifus. Bekava yodua, and it's known, ki atzura apoel, the form that does something, vahamolech, vahchomer mishabetachas tzura, and the physical is under this king who stands above it all. Lokach oyu Yosef Moshel is an unbelievable line here. Al Mitzrayim, why shuoya kodesh? And where's the most physical place in the world? Mitzrayim. Pasuk tells us, K'maisa Mitzrayim, don't do. Why? Because they're the worst. So then he, by being able to separate from it, became the Kodesh, who is on top, who rules over Chomer, over the physical. And that's why Yosef is the king, the vice king, in Mitzrayim. Shuaya Kodesh v'nivdal mipchisus achomer. V'ulam, but yesh lakshus. You're going to come and ask me. V'lomo yitzorech she Yosef b'Mitzrayim zman muharbe. Why did Yosef have to be in Egypt so long? Why did it have to go through this whole procedure? Right? He was there, then he went into jail, and then he was there. Till it came to the point where he became. Why? Why do you have to go through it? Why couldn't he go get the dreams of Paro? Get there, boom, over. The Einzek Kasha, I have to tell you, very interesting. The Einzek Kusha, Ki Kva Yudua, Ki Atsura Be'esha Nola Danar, Yose Gover Chomer. Because when a child is born, he's physical. Ad till Shalom Nira Shleimus Atsura Betina. It's so physical, you know, it doesn't look like, it's just physical, nothing else. He's just laying there. Mom is taking care of him. But there's no real movement even. There's no existence almost. The Tomid Holech HaChamaisa Narosav, and he's constantly doing his childish. The Adarabu, Hatsuri B'teila Itzel HaChomeh, U'meshu B'tachtov. It's all under the category of being this physical. Ad sheyigdal hanar, till the child grows up, va'oz gover atzura ala chomer, and then the form takes over physical, the being, the spiritual, the intelligence takes over, umolech olav, and rules over him. Hefech mitchila ad shehoya va'at achomer melech, u'bershusel nosan atzura. It used to be that the form was under the domain of the physical. Now what happens when he grows up?
Tzura.
It goes just the opposite. Because when he came to Mitzrayim, he was called the Nar. Ad sho yeben shloshim. V'oz nefach adova liyos Yosef molei chaleim. Then Yosef became the king over them, Shadov Azer, via Metziyasu, she Yosef Moshe Aleihem Besov. At the end of it, Yosef is the one who's ruling. Kashateida, as you will know, Milus Yosef, Shukumot Sura Elachomer Hagover Besov. In other words, what happens? You have a child. The child, when is the little boy? 3 days old, 5 months old. It's not do. As he grows older, so now he realizes he has to do things, starts listening to things, starts eating on his own, doing things, and he takes over, purpose takes over the physical. But at the beginning it wasn't that way. So therefore, he has to grow. And as he grows older, we hope that he has some more understanding so that goals and purpose take over the physical body. Yosef came into Mitzrayim, he was like a child. And therefore, it took time till he grew to the point that he was able to control over the physical. How? With the story of Eshes Potiphar. When he got to that state, then his whole purpose came out, taking over physical, and therefore, he could rule over Mitzrayim. V'chein Yisrael, kachoy. B'tchilo Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. Not only was that way with Yosef, but it was that way with Klal Yisrael. Kodem Shleimosam. V'ayu Achomer Mitzrayim Moshe L'Aleim. Right? The physical beings, Mitzrayim ruled over Yisrael. V'achoyu B'Shleimus. But when they got to a certain point, v'ayu Yotzim Esacher El'Acheris L'Yos Moshe M'Aleim. Kasher Roy L'Fi HaMetzius Seid HaNimtzer. He was the example for Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael was the same thing. Okay. They were in Mitzrayim. They were little, so to say. They grew. They went every step of the exile that they went through was a growing process till they came to the point where they're in the control, so to say. Then they can go out. Ki Yosef is the tchila of the Mitzrayim after Melech. Yisrael was that way. First Yosef went in like Yisrael, and then they became out. Good?
Good.
Clear? Good. Right, so it goes into it. Good.
Well, you want to say something? Maybe you want to
yeah,
say
yeah. Something. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the famous Miri Yeshiva Rosh Yeshiva, used to say Friday morning in his house, right, the Musar Vag for married people. So I had a chavrusa, we learned on Thursday night, and then learned again Friday morning, and he was a bacher, and so we learned till it was the time for the vad. Let's go to the vad. So one time we come to this vad, and Reb Chaim says, he had a very raspy voice, so he says, you have a responsibility. What's the responsibility? He said, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva. I can't say it, they're not going to listen. You have to tell them like this, that when you go out on a date and it schleps, takes a long time, you should know it's not Yeshua's Hashem. Then you should know that. But if it goes and it goes and it quick and things are moving nicely and a thing, then you should know that's Yeshua's Hashem. How do we know that? Because it says here that Yosef, what happened with Yosef, that it was, they told him that it was Yosef with the dreams. They took him out. They washed him up. They gave him a haircut, and they brought him right away to Paro. So then over there, you look at, see, they have an Ezra, this Furno. He says, why'd they bring him right away? Because it's a Yeshua Hashem. Kemosh kol Yeshua Hashem Shehem Keheref Ayin. So it happens quickly. Hashem doesn't let it sit around.
Now you
so he says, if you you have to tell them. That's what he said on that that Friday morning. Good. Look at the little in the bottom right corner. You see that the printed part of the Gemara next to the Maral. By Yaker Yosef, by Yomer Sodko.
Yehuda.
She's right. By Yaker Yehuda, by Yomer Sodko. She's right. Mimeni. It's for me. Haynu Domer of Chanan Bar Biz Nomer of Shimon Chasida. Yosef Shekideh Shem Shemayim B'Seiser. He was Mekadeh Shem Shemayim in private. Zocha V'osifu Lo Os Achas Mishmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They added on one letter of Hashem's name to Yosef's name. D'chsiv Eidus, we say in the Shir Shel Yom, Eidus B'Yeho Yosef. Right? His name was Yosef. Where did he get there? That's because he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, Yud Kei. So they put the Yud and the Hei together. Yehuda, Shekideh Shem Shemayim Befahetzia, Zacha V'Nikra Kulo Al Shemo. Because Yehuda has Yud Hei and above Hei. That's because he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. But Rabbim, how? By saying Tzodka Mimani. Good? Let's see tomorrow. Yosef, Shekide Shem Shemayim Beseisa. Dovezem Mavur. Shemi Shemekade Shashem. Harehu Dovuk Bishmo Yizborach. He's cleaving. Share Kokide Shemo. Because he sanctified Hashem's name. Umetneze Roi Lohosif Lo Os Achas Mishmo. So you should add on one letter.
And he's David
Bashmah. So now he's so close, he's cleaving. This is the difference between when you do it privately and when you do it publicly. kvar yotza lipol hametzias. Because when you do it in public, it's revealed your closeness to Hashem. You're so close that it comes and bursts out in the public. Lekach roi shishmo kulo Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu ad shu niglo kol, till it's revealed. Lafuke ha'os, one letter, eino niglo. It's hidden in the middle of the name. Udova shu chelak u'miktzis. Vein lo metzias bepol ha'niglo. V'lokach, Yosef shikid shemo, v'loho yezeh bepol, nigla wasn't in public, v'lokach nikra miktsas al shemo. So only part of it. What's the miktsas? The yud and the hey. V'lo miktsas nimtza bepol ha'nigla, av yehuda shoyu mekadish shemo barabim, v'yod sadov hazeh al ha'pol ha'nigla, it came out in public? Totally. Why? You did it in public, so Hashem's full name comes out on you, and therefore, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, that's in Yehuda. Yosef, who did it in private, Yud, Hey. The Yesh L'chol L'das. Moral continues. Ki Yosef Yehuda Kol Echod Ve'echod Hoyimekade Shemo Kefi Midoso. Now go deeper. According to who they are. Ki Yosef Birkoso Besesa. The bracha that Yosef has is covered. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'yidgu l'rov b'kerev oretz. Now, v'yidgu is what? Fish. Dog. Kima dogim b'seise. Just like the fish are in private, in the yam, avzaro b'seise. His also is in seise. V'lakach zoch hasheino ayin sholei b'zaro. We know ayin ora doesn't affect
Yosef,
the children of Yosef. If you look at the Dvar Torah that we sent out today, you'll see about the Ayin Hara, a tremendous thing you have to look. Oh, yeah. You have to see. Why? It's public. So we see that Yosef has a unique position and Yehuda has a unique position. Both of them are Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. But the difference is that Yosef is the Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in private. So therefore he only has part of the name of Hashem, and Yehuda, that's Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in public, has the full name of Hashem. Good? Let's see this. You find that in the Imahos also. Let's see. Rachel Tofso Plach Shtika. The famous medrash.
Oh, yeah.
She grabbed being quiet. V'omdu kol boneho bale mastirin. And they are things, the people that are mastir. Binyamin Yoshva. Why is his stone Yoshva? Because yesh peh. That's Yoshua. Yesh Peh. What does that mean? Yodeya b'mechirasa shel Yosef. He knew the whole story of Yosef. The Eino Magid. But he keeps it private. Shol. There's Devar HaMelucha. Lo Yigid Lo. Esther. Ein Esther Magedes Molarita. Esther didn't talk. There's Amo, Al-Kain Kora Shemo Yehuda B'chol Mokom Shenem Al-Kain Meruba B'uchlisim. But Talmud Miladi, she stopped giving birth. Amar Avami Misha Mamid Ragla Shalisha B'tok Beis Abanel. Now, so therefore, she is the one master.
Rachel.
This last
verse
is talking about
Leah. Leah, right? Vatera Rochel Kiloyoda Vatekana Bachosa. So therefore, he goes further. But now, so what happens? Rochel is the one who's what?
Quiet.
Quiet. Leah is the one.
Hodaya.
So, because she says, I can't call Rishmo Yehuda.
Right?
Okay, now let's go a little further. Shem Agdola Leah. The name of the bigger one is Leah. Gedola b'matnosel kuhunas lo'olam u'malchus lo'olam. Why is she called the Gedola? Because what? She has kuhuna forever, and she has malchus.
Levi.
Because right? From Yehuda. Her comes oh, Levi, ah. And comes Yehuda. V'chsiv Yehuda le'olam teshev. V'chsiv zolzim l'chazi adeh. V'shem ha-ketano, Rachel. Ketano, b'matnosel. Very interesting marriage. Small, win her gifts. Because Yosef l'shoah. Yosef was the king only for a time. Shol, Lashah, only for a small time. Shiloh, which was in the possession of Yosef, Lashah. So therefore, we have these two. It's so interesting that Kever Rochel is the one that's not Marissa Machpel. Kever Rachel. Rachel Mavaka Al Barnel. Why is Rachel there? Not Leah? Very interesting. According to this, we might have thought Leah is the one that should have been there. Because Leah is the one who talks up. Rachel is the one who's
quiet.
But what does she do, Rachel? She's talking of. But she is the greatness of Rachel, the Pasuk says, is she's mevake al banecha. She's crying, she's begging. Where does she do that? All in private. So therefore, the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have doing that, where he sits there on the side, waiting, with all a says. Interesting.
Manik ha'lech mevechi.
That's true. That's what he says. Let's go. Go further. Now this is a piece from the Gra. And the Gra speaks about it in a few places. Let's see. Now let's see. He goes through something that has to do with the Gemara in Brachas. But let's go down. See what it says? Brachas, Lamed, Dalet, Beis. On the right hand side, in the middle. Pretty much in the middle. Kol ha-neviim lo nisnavnu el Yemos HaMashiach. All the neviim spoke about Yemos HaMashiach. Upligi d'shmul oma ein bein olam azel Yemos HaMashiach el shibud malchi golius. The only difference between now and what Yemos HaMashiach is whose rulership we're under. The Elu Ve'elu Divrei Likim Chayim Heim. Now watch carefully. Ki Beis Yemos HaMashiach Heim. There are two times that we call Yemos HaMashiach. Hainu Yemos Mashiach Ben Yosef. This first, as we spoke about at length, Seder time. We spoke about that in Chad Gadya. That what? Mashiach ben Yosef. v'zetolui b'schus. Kamo shekosuv zochu, the pasuk tells us, be'ito achishenu. Yemosa Mashiach will come in its time, achishenu, I'm going to wait for it. So therefore he says, zochu, if we have the right merit, achishenu.
Right?
It would start mitchilas elef chamishi at the beginning of the 5,000. Kamashikosiv beiz alof yimosa mashiach. Vaoz ein bein olam azel yimosa mashiach elishibud malchus. Avol golus. It's the same thing though. Avol esav lo yipol biyado. See this. Esav is not going to fall into the hands of Mashiach ben Yosef. Be'achakach, be'elef ha'shishi, kishiyovo azman, be'ito, yovo, he's going to come, yovo Esav, imgo gumogog, al Hashem v'yal Mashicho, v'yiplu kulam, biyad, Mashiach, Ben David. Ukeshiyovo Mashiach Ben David, Yiskayim Ilham Mashakosu, Bila Moves Lanetza, this death will be swallowed up once and for all, the Chol Yude and the Vim, the Zenik Losilov. So, in other words, there's Mashiach Ben Yosef, who brings us to a certain state to get us ready for that ultimate time. But he's not able to turn it all the way over. Yosef can't turn it all the way. Then there'll come a time called Mashiach ben David. And Mashiach ben David turns the whole deal over. He makes all those changes. As Mashiach ben David does. Until he changes it.
How long is it time?
For
you? You don't know?
Last time he didn't tell me. Last time I spoke. Last time I spoke to him, he didn't tell me.
No, the book he didn't.
That's what we say. If you look at the pasuk that we have, pasuk says, pasuk tes. Oz ehafok el amim safa brura. Pasuk tes. Likra kulam b'shem Hashem lo ovdo. Shechem Echot. In other words, there is a concept of Malchus of Yosef. There's a concept of Malchus called Yehuda. In that time, what's going to be? It's going to gel together all under
Yehuda.
It's all going to be that way. In fact, we have, there's an Haftorah that we say, how the Navi was told, take two pieces of wood, write on one of them Yehuda, and on one of them Yosef, and put the two pieces of wood together, because it's going to be, they're going to come together. Now, in fact, this is the Gemara we spoke about. I wanted you to see that. We spoke about this more than once, this Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says, V'safta ha'oretz mishpachas mishpachas levad. Each family. Mishpachas beis David levad, nishaseim levad. They're going to separate beis David and the wives. Amru v'alokal v'chomer. U'malos lovo she'oskim behespid. They're involved in a eulogy. V'ein yetzah sholot b'yetzorah sholot b'em. Amra Torah. The Torah tells us that you have to have anoshim levad v'noshim levad. You must separate men and women. Achshav she'oskim b'simcha. The Yetzirah sholot b'em. This is talking about Simcha's beis ha'shoeva. Alachas kama v'kama. So therefore you know that when there's dancing and music, you must have separate. Clear. Hai hespeda. This hespid. Maya vidite. What is it? Such a big hespid. What's going on? Peligi bar of dosav rabbona. Chadoma, Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerag. Right? That's what we said. Ubo Ashochet. The Shochet's gonna come in Chad Gadya and he kills the shore. The shore is Shir Ben Yosef, because Yosef's the shore.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
The Chadoma al Yetzora Shenerag. So Bishlom, I understand, according to the one that says Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerag, that's what it says, the whole pasuk. But on, and therefore, well, Eloman Da'oma, al Yetzora Shenerag, Hayes Peide Boilamevet, Simcha Boilamevet. You're making a eulogy to be the biggest joy in the world, once and for all. The Yetzora is killed.
Right.
Amai Baku. So what are they crying about? Kedidorish of Yehuda, lots of love, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahara. V'shochto b'fnei ha-tzadikim u'b'fnei ha-rishonim. He's going to shecht it. Tzadikim nidbo lahem kahar gavoha. They're going to see the Yetzahara is this huge mountain. U'rishonim will look at the Yetzahara and Hashem makes it appear to them kechut sayra, like a little string. Halolu bochim. Tzadikim are going to cry. Balolu bochim. Tzadikim bochim v'omrim hei chichon lichbosh ha'gavoha kezeh. Tzadikim are going to say, how in the world were we able to conquer such a huge mountain? V'shoyim bochim hei chlo yoch lichbosh chutasar kezeh. How could it be that all it is a little string and we couldn't win? So Rav Dessler says such an unbelievable thought. So if the Yetzirah is dead, why do you have to separate the men and the women? It's dead. That's dead.
Right.
So what are you going to separate men and women? So he says such a strong thing. He sees that the effect of the Yetzirah becomes so deep that even when the Yetzirah is gone, it's still in us. The effect is so deep that you had to make a separation. Even when he's dead, it's dead. It's unbelievable. Is that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting thought. I mean, it almost becomes a part of us. It's scary beyond belief.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Let's go for it. Ki Uma Yisrael is Heimdom El Odom Echad. This is a very important concept. The Yisrael is like a human person, one person. Sheyesh bo shneim osa evarim, that have 12 limbs. That's what Klal Yisrael is. Ve'im menuyim ve'yiduim ve'im keneged yud beis mazalos, and that's why there's 12. In astronomy, there is 12 keneged yud beis chadoshim. We know that every one of the months relates to one of the Shvatim, and therefore, obviously, Adar relates to Yosef, because Yosef becomes two people, Ephraim and Manasseh. Right. So in the Adar, like in this year, there are two Adars. So with all the Shvatim, which one splits is Yosef. V'yesh po'odom shnei yivorim. But a person has two main rulers. And they're the rulers. They're the king. What are they? Rosh and Lev. Ki Malchus Yehuda is keneged a Rosh. Yehuda Yalav a Rosh. V'Yosef Tomid Hu Be'emtza. Keneged a Lev. Shehu Be'emtza. She came timtza b'nesiyim, that the nesiy of Ephraim is be'emtza, it's like the way. V'yadua ki aneshama nevdeles hi b'moach. V'aneshama yelukis yosem in alev. So Malchus Yehuda is what is in the seichel, in the rosh.
Right.
Because that's really where it is. Then it says, Oz mekabim kovet Hashem ve'in kan rak Malchus beis David. They don't accept full COVID. So therefore, they get divided. Some go in the mine, and some go in the heart. That's the Ivorim, those are certain. So therefore there are times where it's divided. Lasid lava, when we're in a perfect state, and there's only what? Good. So then there's only one Malchus. That's Malchus of Yehuda. Because the Seichel is the main. But when we're not in a perfect state, so then part of it is in the mind, and the Lev. So then it's split between Yehuda and Yosef. But Lasid lava, going to be only one. So therefore he goes. Good?
Yeah.
And that's why he says, that's why you should know that Shem and Mishcha is only on Malchei David, not Yosef. Because where do they put the Shem and Mishcha? Where they put the oil of anointment on the Melech? Where do they put it? On the head. The head, that's only Yehuda. So he goes through. And he goes through and you look at the top on the next page. Lo kamo shoyim Mashiach ben Yosef, shoyil koach lo shalo hefsik. The koach of Mashiach ben Yosef is to stop something, as he's going to stop the problems. Avol lo koach mailus Mashiach ben David lo yilo hefsik. Because when Mashiach ben David comes, he's going to take over and remove all the rulerships, remove Esav, take it all out of here. And then he's going to be Masalik, remove the Yetzirah once and for all. Why? Because Mashiach ben Yosef doesn't have the koach to change everything. He could stop the Yetzirah from doing it. But to get rid of the Yetzirah, that he can't do. Good. Let's go just a bit further. Let's see. There's a piece from Mechtam Eliyahu. V'kach u'seida gu'ula asida. And that's top of the page. V'kach u'seida, this is the order of the seida gu'ula asida. Tchila Mashiach ben Yosef. Shu bechinas is orus vehergish. Because he's the lave. He's the feeling. The ain la kiyum. But hergish, emotional movement, might be very strong, but it doesn't last. Ki yadua shesorus gereda ain la kiyum. Doesn't last. Kisha magia hamatzav shall be ito. Tovu is oris chazoka mila'ela. There'll be a very strong movement, melch kosher common, that'll bring us to tshuva, kimat muchreches, that we're going to be forced to do tshuva. K'mom ha'kotziv, ve'el ha'rucham, hoyu lo'isiyah, niya kagoyim, m'lo biyod chazoka, v'chem ha'shvucha, with a strong hand, emloch aleichem. V'acha kozeh, after we have that movement, and we move to tshuva because of the movement, then Mashiach ben David's coming. Bevechinas haseichel hashofea mila'ela. That's from the intellect that comes from upstairs. Vachona lezeh is galus Eliyahu. And Eliyahu is the introduction to Mashiach Yosef ben David. And it ain't osim tshuva atshiov Eliyahu. Right? It's going to clarify it. That's what it means. In Nishma V'china Shpo Demokhin. So he's talking about now in Yonim of what do you call it? So therefore, we are coming now. This Yerida that we talked about in the Rashi at the very beginning, what is it? It's Yosef and Yehuda going through Yerida, Shehilitzorech Aliyah. They go down, but they're both in the state of coming up. One, Yeho Yosef, Yehuda Bagolui, but they all come up and they rise above the other Shvatim, one in its concept as we see Lehi, one in Moloch, and therefore they're the leaders. Yosef is the one who will move us to do the tshuva, but he can't change the situation till we're going to bring Mashiach ben David. Because of what Mashiach ben Yosef did, then Mashiach ben David can come, and then we're going to be zeichet to the folk. Yeah.
When did Eliyahu come? Eliyahu comes before Mashiach.
So that's here. He says, "Yeah, he's going to get us to move." And I just want to tell you that a very cute little thing in the Malbim. When you get a chance, you look at the psukim carefully. I want to ask you just a simple thing. If I came to you and I said to you that the guy served the king, one had a fly in the cup and one had a stone in the bread, which would you tell me is worse? The fly in the cup could happen. Stone in the bread. So the stone in the bread is much worse. Huh? Now, if, let's say, I have a baker and I have secretary of baking. I have a guy who makes the wine and a secretary of wine. If I look at the baker and the wine, which one is worse? We just said the baker's worse. If I look at the people in charge, which one is worse? Guy of the wine, because the guy in charge can't see the rock inside the bread. He doesn't know what's going on. But the guy who's in charge of the wine should see the flies floating in the wine, right? So if you came, what was the greatness of what Yosef said? If Yosef would have said that what? That Paro's going to have the baker killed and the wine guy live, that wouldn't be anything. Anybody could say that. That's obvious. But if you look carefully in the pasuk, you'll see that it speaks about ha'ofer ve'ha'mashke, and then the next pasuk says sar ha'ofim, sar ha'mashkim. So the Malbim says, therefore, we're dealing with baker and wine, secretary of wine, secretary of baking.
There's really four people.
So now, the four people. So now, what would Yosef say? Yosef would then say to the secretary of wine and secretary of what? Baking. Because who did Paro put into the jail? It says there he threw the tsar in. He didn't put in the baker. Right. He put the guy in charge in. Right? The Malbim changes the whole story. He put in the in charge, right? So who in charge would have been worse? You would have said the guy of the wine is worse than the baking. Because what does he know what's inside? But for Yosef to say that, anybody could say that. Yosef came along and said, I'm telling you, Paro's going to tell you that you're going to be judged as if you were the ones who did it. If you're the ones who did it, who's worse? The baker is worse than the wine. And that's why you'll keep seeing through the whole thing, it switches between Ofer, Sarof, and Mashke. Sarof and Mashke, because Paro keeps switching it. Look, that's Malbim. Oh, wow. That's how the Malbim learns it. Tremendous. Okay, well, last few minutes. This Shabbos is Rav Hutna's yard sale. This Shabbos. So I don't want it to, it's too late to learn. Long piece. Next week, Bez Hashem will learn something from him on Hanukkah. But I want to just learn Epes, something. Schusay. Should be for Schus for the Neshama. Heilige Neshama. So I wanted to learn something. We learned this last year, but it's good to review. It's a letter he wrote to somebody about Hanukkah. Good? Okay? So let's see. I make important that I got your letter, Mitchilas Tevis, from the beginning of Tevis. Sheiloscha, that which you asked, he sheilas chacham. Asheleo neema ki chatzi tshuva. Good, the way a chacham lays out a question, half the answer lays in it. What was the omnom dalucha? Look how he writes. So warm. Yakirai, my dear one. What you wrote, what you said, ki zeid, in the Ala Nisim we say, zeidim biyad oske sarasecha. What is the pshat? So he wrote him, what's pshat? Zeidim biyad oske sarasecha. So let's first define zeid. So you wrote that zeid is the word mezid. Einam b'nechada baksa. They're not cut from the same cloth. Kasher chashavto, like you think. Ravachas hi ashmua b'veis midrashenu. It's known in our base medrash. Ki hashem zeid. What's this zeid? Hunach v'protius specifically. Al oso ha-sotan. That sotan. Asher ike ha-sota shalo. His main attack, who lahachnis belev, to put into a person's heart, tihia, regret, al rishonos. Person did a good deed, and now he's, what did I give him so much money for? Should I hold on, I get rid of it. So he puts that into us. That's a zeid. Kolomar, oso asotun. Hamolid hirhurim, who brings into us thoughts, who pikpukim, shacharota, that we regret, al mitzvah sumaisim toivim, shenaso ayideo odom, that is called zeid. Good? Inyan zeh mishamish mafteach lecham psukim, if you have it, you'll understand. A number psukim and tehillim, kagon, al yashkuni. Don't let them not Zaydim. Don't let Zaydim get all take over me.
Who's Zaydim? What is Zaydim?
That the Satan that makes me regret the good things I did. Zaydim hilitzuni ad ma'od. Zaydim bothered me. Kedoma. Chochmas loshen hakodesh. It's an unbelievable piece. Chochmas loshen hakodesh. Mechayeves. Kitziruf, the putting together, ha'osios of letters, yotzer, creates, musag, a concept. Putting certain letters together, make the concept. Va'alo yadato, you know, gam shomato, and you heard from me, ki os zayin, and we've been through this a number of times already, zayin, misporo, shiva. That's seven. Tchuno, and the makeup is Sviya, satisfied, filled. It's the number of completion in this world. Veteva Shiva Bo I Behevdel Me'amispa Shalachra. It's different than the number that's after it. Hamukhuna Shimona Shmipnei. Shetzviya in Yonah Kitzei Hatzor. Sviya means you're filled for what you need. Bo'ot sheshulmon, when you have fat, muvano yoseh halatzor, more than what you need. V'alkei mefur samuva divrei amaral, kishmini hu mispa alateva. Eight, as we've been through many times, is above. That's why we know there's 8 days of Hanukkah, because we have to discuss it. But that's 8 days of Hanukkah, because the light of the menorah is the light of Torah, and that's above all physical. So that's 8 days, because the physical is 7 days. Bo shemispa shiva hainu kedei tzarcho shalolam. Right? Seven is what do you need? Zayin yemei bereishis. Tziruf osios. So Zion is you're filled. Dalid, we know from the Gemara, says Dalid is Dal. Dalid is Dal. Dal means poor. So now you have Zayin and Dalit together. What does that mean? Zayin is satiated. Right. Dalit is poor. How's that work? Move on to who? Hadalus, the poverty. Habo ache sviya. That comes after you satiated. Kaloma. Toa alarishonos. How did come you feel you're poor? Because you regret what you ever did. So therefore, Zayd is the Zion Dalid together. First, you did great things, but now you feel poor that you did it because you regret that you did it. Shayadezehu ma'abed. You're poor now because you lost all the merits of all the good things you did because you regret it. You filled yourself with mitzvahs. Nidaldel min chosav, you fell down the nasadal. Alkein onu omrim ki pirusha shel ateva zaid, who also a satan. Ashe ike kocha ubazeh, the main strength. Lovius odom lius toa ala rishonos, to get you to regret that you ever did it. Im tirtze lak shebi nizeh, if you have a question, you want more understanding. So Kodiani, let me know, Adriacha, and I'll explain, show you Malachalasa, what to do. Now, good? V'od yisod echod oleinu levakian. We have to explain another thing. Hinein is chayavnu b'mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah, b'tzedek tishpot esam yisecha. You have a chiyuv to judge another Jew in a positive light. Pirusha shel mitzvahu, Lodon, to judge, lekaf zechus. Always judge him in a good way. You see a Jew walk into McDonald's, and you know he's a real good Orthodox Jew. So what do you say? Must be, needs the bathroom and can't find another one. He's got problems inside. He just can't go any further without a drink. There must be something. Right? So you don him, lekaf zechus. Bashir Bazer, how much, how far do you have to judge Diyun Lakavskus? Mavur Brishonim, Shizet Tolu Yibetiva Shalodam Anida. That's according to the person. Lamashal. Misha Madrega Shaloba Madrega Machzazakus, Machzazavonas. Person is what? 50% of the time he's doing mitzvahs, 50% of the time he's doing Averis. So then I have a responsibility to judge him. Positively, 50% of the time. Azchov is adiyon lekav zchus. Noega b'maisa sheyesh bo chamishim achuz l'tzad zchus. Chamishim achuz l'tzad chov. Kedom hakol lefi erech ol, according to who he is. Kemavur b'Rabbeinu Yonah. She'ochazim shel tzad zchus, nimtzoyim, you always find it b'erech matzav azechuyah shel hodom anidim. According to the one that's judged. Omnon. Kol zehu b'nogei l'maisa sh'nasa yidei odom sh'yesh bo tzedodim l'chova b'tzedodim l'zchus. That's only with somebody who could have either side. Oz ha-mitzvah sh'obotzedek tishperes ha-misefer mechayeves makes us responsible l'achriya l'tzedodi ha-zchus l'fi erko shalos ha-odom, according to the value of that person. Avo le'echot sh'mavur lonu. But a person who's established to be a Rasha, we don't have any responsibility to judge him positively. The Litvos, and to say that it was fixed up because he's a Rasha. There's one exclusion, and that is together Talmud Chacham. If he's a Talmud Chacham, Oz Kaimalon, the Gemara tells us, Imro Isa Talmud Chacham, Sha'ova Avera Balailo, Al Tahara, don't think bad after him, B'yom. Why? The Gemara there says, maybe he did Tshuva. The Gemara says, maybe he did Tshuva? Vadai Asa Tshuva. For sure. By morning he did Tshuva. Mevur Eitzlenu, Shezeu chidish godol b'mitzvah. That's a tremendous chidish in the mitzvah of judging him positively. You saw him doing a terrible act. You have to judge him that by mourning he did tshuva. Right? Avol chovas hachro l'kav zchus b'open zeh is miyuchedes itsep ach v'rak l'talmud chochem. Because the Gemara says, im ro'isa talmud chochem who did an aveir. Kol sugei atzidkis, he could have been a big tzaddik. The Gemara doesn't say tzaddik. Lo yulachayiv l'don l'kav zchus. Kaloma, apa pisha derech klal, even though we say that the chiyuv l'kav zchus toli hu b'midas atzidkis shel odom, we said to judge is according to what? His righteousness. But once he did a maisa, the only time we have any chiyuv to judge him positively is only a talmud chacham, not a tzaddik. V'achroi rak if not some maisa ra. Ozanidim makav zchus toli madrega tzidkis shel odom anidim has nothing to do with it. But after the maisa, tzidkis doesn't count. The only thing that counts is time. This is one of the special things shel Torah agave shar mitzvahs. Because in the cheskis asi yitshuva, in that which he did tshuva, ain't in a vas b'shum tzidkis shabolam, tzidkis doesn't help. The only thing that's going to help is Torah. Look, duk b'lishon l'shurabeinu yonah shekosev lo timtza Ichur Achuva. Right away, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, you don't find delaying tshuva milvad. Only people who delay doing tshuva are amei oretz, because the Talmud Chacham. Right away, the lokatz of Ichur Achuva b'rishoyim or b'kalim, vade shalidal shalidal says tshuva chusim lakol. Everyone could do tshuva, but the chazak of tshuva is only the Talmud Chacham. Mikola Omer, for what we said, Tovin na yosin, ki kishem shetoru moida cheskes hatikun ala kilkul ba'avar, it fixes up the wrong of the past. Mamish, l'umazeh, the zayid molid cheskes kilkul ala tikun ba'avar. What does the zayid do? He takes that which is good and makes it bad. And what does the Talmud Chacham do? Take that which is bad and makes it good. Hainu matbeya chachomim. That's what it means in Al Nisim. Zaydim were given over beyad oskei sorosecha shezeb b'diu kechver. Now it works very good. Giborim beyad chaloshim. Rabim, Yad Miatim, Bediuk Noktu Bekan Mila Zaid, Benesh Bechinezu Huazelu Mazer, because that's one the opposite. Giborim Yad Chaloshim, Rabim Yad Miatim, Zaidim, Yad Oskeser, Bitspia waits, La Romes Karnim Shalamoloi Torah for those that are raising of the greatness of the, for the recognition for those who work in Torah, he signs this letter. Who said Yogi? What?
Today's also
good. Yeah, good. Okay. Now, it's settled for next week. What are we going to do next? Thursday night.
I'll be out of town on the Wednesday.
Wednesday, you're already out of town.
Yeah, Wednesday.
You're going to be here?
I'll be here.
There? When are you leaving?
Monday.
Monday. Okay. Hey, does it make a difference to you? To you? No? So then maybe we should do it Monday night instead? This way, David can come.
This Monday?
This Monday night, we're learning in Yom Hanukkah. Because Wednesday, you'll be
Wednesday night's great.
That's what it says. If it's good
for me, I'm about.
I know, that's what I'm saying. If it's good for everybody,
well, Wednesday, are you traveling?
I'm traveling Wednesday.
Yeah.
Monday, no,
is that good?
Better.